We just thank the Lord for them and for what's happening this year of 2014. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for Apostle Russ and Maeve tonight, Lord, and we lay hands on them, Lord. And Father, we loose now even the newness that you have for this season in Jesus' name. You know, part of the word of the Lord that came for this year, and Lord, just remind me of this, is that it would be a year of quantum leaps, all right? And when I heard that word, Apostle Jane Hammond had that word at one of our services, and it really spoke to me because I spent like a half a year in a chemistry class studying about quantum mechanics. All right. And so quantum leaps are when electrons go from one level to the next, and there's no in between. All right. They never exist in between, which is kind of mind-boggling, but they're either in one or the other, all right, and not in between. All right. And so I heard the Lord say that this year of 2014, there are going to be those quantum leaps for you, all right, and that they're going to be real, they're going to be tangible. It's not something that's ethereal and that's out there, which some I know are teaching in quantum mechanics. You don't have any idea what even it means, I don't think. But there is a reality of what that means, and it does mean that you change from one energy level to another one, all right? And it's a higher energy level, and it's one that enables the molecules to bond together in unity with others. Right? And so I hear the Lord saying that there's several of those quantum leaps that he has for you. One will be in the area of unity, and that's always been a desire of your heart. But there's newness that he's purposed for you to work together with others and to bond together with others' hearts to accomplish more in the nation. I see that specifically for the nation of Canada, that there's one level of unity that's going to happen there. There's another level of unity that God's already birthed within your heart for Israel and has bonded you together strongly there. And when these electrons go to this next energy level, it enables them to make bonds that are almost unbreakable. They're very strong, and that's one of the reasons it even happens. And so the Lord has bonded you with that nation in a season of time and a day of war and battle. And in the same way that the Lord says that he's reserved the hail and the snow for days of war and battle, the Lord said that he's positioning you in unity with the nation of Israel in days of war and battle, and that you are going to be those that will stand with them and that will cause angelic visitations to come even in that land, a supernatural visitation that will come sometimes independently of you even being there, but God will orchestrate for you in a very strong way. And then the other thing I heard the Lord say is that he is breaking the power of disunity where it's tried to infiltrate even within the network, all right? And that he's crushing the head of the serpent that would have even arisen in that way, and that God said there's going to be a new piece of unity that's going to begin to spread throughout the network, and then the new ones that are going to be added, God said they're going to come in with a right heart and with right vision. And so, Father, we loose that now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, every dimension, Lord, of the quantum leaps, and there's one other dimension. God said that he hasn't forgot about the finances. All right, that there's an energy level there that God's taking you to in a new way to enable his purpose and vision to be fulfilled. And Father, we decree it tonight in the name of Jesus. We loose it in Jesus' name.
And the Lord says, son and daughter, that even in finances, I'm going to cause it to come in through offerings, says God. I'm going to continue to do it in that way. But the Lord says, I have even some strategic divine appointments. The Lord says, even divine connections I'm going to even bring to you, says God. And the Lord says, even because I desire and I even have a great vision I planted and I birthed within you. And the Lord says, you know, even the time is at hand, even for that place of fulfillment. And the Lord says, I'm stirring up even things within you, says God, to bring it to that place of fulfillment, says God. And I am going to cause you, even before we wrap things up, I'm going to cause those things even to come into being, says God, that I've even spoken. I'm stirring them up. The Lord says, I'm resurrecting some things that you've even laid on the shelf for a season of time. But the Lord says, I'm going to begin to cause the exponential growth even to come even within your finances. And the Lord says, even as you travel even around about the earth, says the Lord, I'm going to cause even the finances to come in on every wave. The Lord says, there are business people that I've even caused to come across your path, says the Lord. And the Lord says, even know, even son and daughter, as you prophesied even wealth to them, and as you prophesied things that have come even into their hands, the Lord says, I'm going to cause them even in a season to remember you. I'm going to cause them even to begin to give back and to begin to sow. The Lord says, there are those that have you have even sowed into, that you've even planted. The Lord says, this is a season of reaping, says God. The Lord says, this is a season of reaping the harvest for the ministry. The Lord says, I'm going to begin to cause even the finances to begin to come on every wave, says God. The Lord says, even where delay has even happened, the Lord says, in the past, the Lord says, this is a season I'm breaking even the assignment of delay, and I'm causing even the finances to begin to flow, says God. I'm going to cause them to flow even like a river. They're going to be the calls that you're going to even receive. Then the Lord says, you've done it, you've received it even recently, but I'm going to cause call after call after call to come even to you, and they're going to say, oh, I've been blessed. And the Lord has opened up even the door. The Lord says, open up my finances. Oh, my business is being blessed in this season. You remember what you spoke about, that you even prophesied this to me. The Lord said this, and even as I was obedient even to step into it, that I have caused, even the Lord has caused even wealth even to come, and I'm going to sow even out of that, out of my abundance. I'm going to sow to you, says God. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause even just to come time after time after time, even on every wave. The Lord says, there are going to even be times when the calls won't even come, but there will be the check in the mail. The Lord says, even when there's going to be the need, that you're going to have that need, the Lord says, I'm going to cause the check even to come in the mail, and you're going to look around, and there's not going to be any way that it can happen. But the Lord says, I'm going to even speak to the individual, and I'm going to cause them even to send it to you, says the Lord. Then the Lord says, even know, son and daughter, get ready, because it's not just only for the ministry. The Lord says, even in this season, my son, you have sown, you've sown, you've sown, you've sown, you've sown in the past. The Lord says, it's a season of beginning even to reap, says God. I'm going to cause even for you personally, son and daughter, even to reap, says God. The Lord says, daughter, you have sown, and there's some things that you've even asked me for. The Lord says, I'm going to begin to cause you to reap the harvest on those things, says God. And the Lord says, I'm going to begin to even to do it for you. The Lord says, I'm begin to even do some things, even son and daughter, with your family, even concerning ministry. And the Lord says, I'm bringing them in, says the Lord. I'm bringing them in even to be a part, says God, of even that which I'm doing, even within this ministry. And the Lord says, know that even I'm causing even the training, I'm causing even the equipping even to happen. It's not happening in the way that you would have thought and the way you would have expected. But the Lord says, I'm even causing them to be equipped so that even as they begin to come in, the Lord says, you're going to be able to fine-tune some things even within them. And even as you fine-tune them, the Lord says, know that they're going to even be able to be set into place and set into position, says God. I'm going to cause you to reap in that season, even in this season, even concerning family. And the Lord says, even concerning the ministry. But the Lord says, even son and daughter, concerning even you personally. The Lord says, I'm going to begin to cause the finances to begin to come, says the Lord. But not only the finances, the Lord says, even to your son that I spoke even about a vacation. And the Lord says, I'm preparing even the vacation for you, and I want you even to take it, because the Lord says, no, there's even the times at hand that you will not be able to, says God. But the Lord says, even in this season of time, I'm making a way, I'm making the time, I've caused you even things to be at peace in this season that you have delegated, and you've delegated well. The Lord says, a season of turmoil has come even to an end, says God. So you feel, so even where you felt like you haven't been able to get away, because you said, God, you know, even if I go, what's going to happen? The Lord says you won't have to worry about it. You're not going to have to worry about it in the season. So the Lord says, rest in me, trust in me, that you can take that vacation even that I provided for you. I told you I'm going to cause a season of rest even to happen. And the Lord says, no, that I am strategically causing it to happen. I'm aligning you even for it. I'm preparing you for it. The Lord says, set the date. If you don't set the date, it's not going to happen. But the Lord says, I'm asking you in this season even to do it, says God. And the Lord says, you've even prophesied it to other people. Son and daughter, you prophesied it even for other people about the vacation. But the Lord says, I have need even of you to do it, says God. Because I'm taking, and the Lord says, there's a season of visitation. Even as I'm taking you even apart on this season of vacation, the Lord says, I'm going to visit you. And I'm going to begin to speak to you. I'm going to begin to strategize even with you, says God. Even how to bring some things into fruition, says the Lord. The Lord says, I'm going to begin to give you even the ideas. I'm going to cause you even to write some things down, and even some things that where you haven't really had the time even to dialogue, even to talk about it. The Lord says, I'm going to cause that even to happen, says the Lord. The Lord says, know that even I'm going to cause, there have been those that have come under you, says the Lord, even from other places and other visions. But the Lord says, even that there are those sons and daughters that I have even placed even under you, says God, for the season. And I'm going to cause there to even be new plantings. The Lord says, even in this next season of time, there are going to be even new plantings, and I'm going to cause even to spring up, says God. There's going to be even a new sending forth. The Lord says, you are a father and mother. The Lord says, even in my body, and I'm going to cause you even to begin to send them out, says the Lord. And I'm going to cause you even to have that gathering anointing. I'm going to cause people not only just to gather to you, but even to gather to them. And Lord says, I'm going to strategize with you even in this season. The Lord says, even how to even evangelize, even in some new ways. The Lord says, I'm going to multiply you, and I'm going to cause you to have that pre-producing anointing. The Lord says, I'm going to cause you to reproduce yourself, my son. The Lord says, son, I'm going to cause you to reproduce yourself even in some others, even in the days and the years to come. The Lord says, I'm going to cause there even to be the fresh plantings of reproducing. The Lord says, even not only within this nation, but even in the nations of the earth, says God. And the Lord says, no, even son and daughter, even as I spoke of Israel, there's some strategic sending. There's going to be coming and going and coming and going. And when others would not go, you said, Lord, we will go. And the Lord says, I will even watch over you. I will protect you. I will go before you. I will be your rear guard, says God. When I say go, you're going to say, Lord, yes, we can't do anything else but go. And the Lord says, know that I even have an inheritance for you, even in the land, says God. And the Lord says, know that the harvest is even ripe, says God, even in the land. You have been sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing. And this is a season, even son and daughter, that you're going to begin to reap even in that land, says God. And the Lord says, even son and daughter, there are going to be even some reaping that you're going to even begin to receive. The Lord says that you're going to even do where others have planted, but they haven't been willing even to go to reap the harvest. The Lord says, son and daughter, because of your willingness, I'm going to cause you to reap the harvest from what others have sown, says God, and what others have planted. And you've even said, well, Lord, if they won't receive it, we're going to receive it. Give it to us. If they don't want it, we'll take it. And the Lord says, no, even son and daughter, I'm going to do that even for you because of your faithfulness to me. The Lord says, I'm going to cause you to reap, says God, even in areas that you didn't sow. The Lord says, not only within Israel, but the Lord says, even in other places. The Lord says, where there were even those that would have even abandoned, they would have even been abandoned, says God. The Lord says, you are ones that are, that father and mother will even take those that have been abandoned, says God, and reap the harvest, says the Lord, and reap a harvest even out of that, says God. And you'll see, you've been able to see the fruit, says God, and the fruitfulness and the profitability where others would have even discarded them. The Lord says, no, son and daughter, I've caused you even to walk with me and even allow my redeeming process even to happen, says the Lord. So get ready, son and daughter, because there's much, much, much for you to reap. This is a season of harvest. It's a season of reaping for you, says the Lord. The Lord says, even in vision, it's time for the vision to come forth. The Lord says, I brought it forth in a measure, but the Lord says, get ready, because I'm about ready to fulfill that which I told you that I was going to fulfill, says the Lord. And I'm about ready to bring it in on every wave, says God.
Amen, amen.